Hey, have you guys ever thought about retiring early?
Yeah, to like a tropical paradise,
like on a beach or something?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, like you know, like before you're 100 years old, just kind of going somewhere and retiring, like selling all your stuff, getting rid of everything.
Yeah, sure.
Sounds like,
I mean, I haven't jumped or anything, but
it sounds like it'd
paradise
be,
to me.
Sounds like it'd be kind of crazy, right?
Yeah.
All right. Well, luckily for us, we have some episodes for you.
We got two people. Both moved to Costa Rica. One of them still there. One of them back in the States. We're going to start with
Tiffany.
Tiffany, who's back in the States. And then we'll follow up with
Nikki,
who is still living in Costa Rica.
Yeah. And living La Pura Vida.
And not by herself. She has family stuff, right? So,
yeah.
Oh,
so stay tuned. Listen in.
Yeah. Cool. Two episodes. Have fun.
Not quite one-fourth, and never just half, but the entirety of one primate, whole. It is the part of a story, an idea that means more to you than me. Hello and welcome to Full Gorilla Life. We are Jeremy Keene,
Larry Medina,
and Corey Hewlings.
Each week, we will break down an important life concept or talk with an inspiring person so that you can live your full gorilla life.
All right, welcome back to the podcast, everybody. And today we'd like to welcome a very special guest in Tiffany Redman. And Tiffany has a very unique story in the sense that she just kind of one day, I was like, where's Tiffany? And everybody's like, Tiffany's in Costa. I was like, what does that mean? She's in Costa. She's in Costa vacationing. She's visiting somebody. What's going on? They're like, no, she just moved. And I said, I got to find out more. So I invited her onto the podcast. But before we get into that story, let's get to know Tiffany a little bit with a quick.
So we have our new Gorilla Gauntlet. I think it's maybe the third or fourth time we've done it. 10 rapid fire questions just to get to know you at a very superficial level, but enough to kind of know. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. So welcome. First one, married or single?
Single.
Any children?
Two.
How many?
Daughters. Two daughters.
Two daughters.
Good job.
iPhone or Android?
iPhone.
He needs positive
favorite
reinforcement.
Movie or book?
My favorite book is The Power of Now by Eckhart Tolle.
Nice. Beer, whiskey, or wine?
Depends on the day, honestly. I have to just pick one?
No, I guess I you like can have all three. Of them. Okay.
Well, actually, let's delve a little bit. Can you say like the occasion?
All right, ready? I'm going to give you one and you give me what? Beer. What would you want?
If I'm on the beach at sunset, it's a beer.
Whiskey.
Getting rowdy.
And wine.
Romancing myself.
Okay.
All right. We're going to move on.
I'm single, so I have to romance
that works,
myself.
That works. Favorite genre of music?
I love 90s alternative music.
Nice. Yes.
That's okay. Right up my alley.
I find myself, yeah.
That's right up my
alley. Nothing beats it.
Yeah. Nothing. I'm with you. The buzz. I wish it was bad.
Real musicians playing like music.
Favorite type of food?
Mexican.
I was going to call you out on that because I read your...
reservations or just walk in?
Just walk in.
All
right. That's right. That's Team Larry.
What do you drive?
I drive a Ford Edge.
City you wished you lived in?
Playa Viana, Costa Rica.
Okay.
So is that where you were living?
That's where I was.
Okay, by the way, Jeremy skipped right through it. He went really fast when it was the reservations or
dipshit.
Or walk-in. Jeremy's team walk-in.
So. No, I'm not. I'm He's team reservation.
Oh, that's right.
But now listen, and I have to explain this every frickin' podcast now. This is getting old. I'm going to take that one off. It's like 3-4 of us.
I'll ask
we have
later.
Families. There's like 10-15 of us. That's
you
when that's when I make a reservation.
I agree.
No, so don't. Every time I clarify,
we've done it without.
Everybody agrees with me. I'm not saying we go to Chick-fil-A and say, "Hey, I need call ahead."
He does.
The restaurant owner said it's okay. She'll take us.
She would still take you, but she preferred.
All right.
Yeah, we're going to start editing this shit out because this is like repetitive now. Anyway,
okay. That's fine.
Take over, Larry.
Okay. Yeah. So let's
we don't
get
have
into
to edit this out.
No, we don't. So I'm the one that's going to edit this, so it's fine. And this is Larry for the people that don't know my voice yet. So if we go back into
last question,
we all graduated.
Whose voice sounds better on this podcast?
Go ahead, Tiffany.
She said that we all sound the same.
Yeah, so she's talking to you too.
That. I did say that.
Just you guys kidding. Also. Just go already.
All right. So, so that's why I said Larry. All right. Now, we graduated high school together, right? We went to high school.
We did.
And can you give us a little bit of background about yourself in regards to you graduated high school? What'd you do immediately after high school?
I started, I got a full-time job, and then I quit that full-time job to go back to college, and I thought I was going to be an interior designer. I wanted to move to Chicago and live in the city. That was kind of my thing.
Did you, have you been to Chicago or lived there before?
I went to Chicago, and I fell in love with it. And I was in a serious relationship at the time. I was engaged, and I came back from the trip, and I was like, I want to move to Chicago. It's amazing, and he was like, I'm going to live in Vero my whole life. I'm never leaving this town. And I was like, ugh. So I broke up with him the next day.
Okay. You're like, okay. I was like, reservations?
Yeah. So no. Question. You don't say names. Is he still here? Do you know if he's still here in Vero? Yeah, so he's living it up.
Okay. Hey, he's living his dream. Hey.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's fine. Like, yeah, for some people, it's great. But it's good just,
to hey, I'll be honest. This is my paradise. This is
and
my
it is for
paradise.
Most people. And it's a beautiful place. It's just not for me.
I have traveled quite a semi-extensively, and this is definitely my paradise.
And I'm envious of people that can be content where they are. I think that's great. I think it's wonderful. Yeah. But Costa Rica was the only place that I found that.
Well, that's your paradise.
Gave me that feeling.
That's your paradise. I can see that. Yeah.
So, all right. So you went ahead. You're like, all right, this is not for me.
Hold on one second. Wait. You graduated with Larry.
Yes, and Jeremy.
Did you know him?
I graduated too.
Yeah. Did you know Larry during his illustrious rap career?
I did not.
Did you know that he's recorded rap?
I'm just hearing songs. About this.
I'm everywhere.
Okay. I'm just very interested to know because I didn't know Larry back then. So I'm just very.
Listen.
I really want to meet somebody that has actually seen him.
No.
Maybe you'll find him through the podcast.
That's what I'm hoping. That's why I'm asking her. Okay. Go ahead.
Let's get back to our people.
So we went ahead and we graduated through high school. You were engaged.
I was
and
engaged.
You're like, all right, this isn't for me because I got to go to Chicago.
My goal. And then I started waitressing because I was going to school during the day, waitressing at night.
As an interior design.
Interior design. I started working for an interior designer and quickly realized that I didn't want to be an interior designer. So I was like, okay, this isn't going to work. And then a friend of mine, she was older. I was like 20, 21. She was 27. And we would go out after work every night at the bar and talk about moving away. So one day we decided we were going to go to Colorado. So we packed everything up and we moved to Colorado.
Where at?
Denver, the Denver area. But it lasted 6 weeks total because we got homesick.
Okay.
So we ended up having a lot of fun and doing cross-country trip. And it was fun, but it wasn't a move. We weren't ready. So I came back, and then almost immediately I was like, I'm back here where I don't want to be. So I moved to Orlando, and I started working as a travel agent in Orlando and had got pregnant with my first daughter in Orlando. And after she was born, I came back here to be close to my family.
Okay. All right. So now you're in Vero.
I'm back in Vero. Babies, kids, single mom. Shortly into that, my youngest daughter was 2. When I became a single mom. So I was, tired and struggling and doing it all alone. And it was a lot and exhausting. And that's kind of around the time when the Costa Rica thing started to.
So how does that come about? Like, are you just like, you've been a travel agent already.
Yes.
So you know about travel. Have you traveled much to that point outside of the country?
Not really. I'd been to Mexico. That was it. Well, okay. I'd been on cruises. Like, I don't particularly
Cancun?
Count cruises. When we went for our senior trip, I have a picture to show you guys of us.
Oh, nice.
On our senior trip. Okay. I found Cancun. It the other day.
Jeremy wasn't going to drink during that trip. That's
that
all
was
I
know.
I wasn't. Do you remember, all I was bring back real quick, you remember Chip Humphrey? Yeah. Shout out to Chip.
You should get him.
Our chaperone. Awesome.
We should. We absolutely should.
We would bring that conversation back up. I remember him and his hot Coronas.
He was a lot of fun on that trip.
Okay. We're not throwing anybody under the bus here.
No. Is he retired?
Yeah, he's retired.
Okay. Yeah, right. Coronas.
That's why. Oh, that I was getting a look. He's like, what are you doing? I was like, he's retired. He's
like, all right, then I'm good.
Anyway, so go back. All right.
So the way that it all happened is my brother he was here too. He had just recently gotten married. His wife was 19, and they had 2 babies back to back. Like 10 months apart.
Oh, wow.
How old was your brother?
He's 2 years younger than me. So he was 27 probably at the time.
Still young for two babies.
Young, yeah.
Yeah.
And he was working as a UPS driver. So he was working all the time. And his wife would call me every day, I'm divorcing your brother. Because she was just fed up. Because she was home alone with the kids all the time. He was worn out because he was working his butt off. And my dad had always had a Costa Rica, retire in Costa Rica book on his coffee table. Like for years and years and years. So my dad and my brother were drinking beer and decided that they were going to come up with this idea to move to Costa Rica. And when they called me and said, do you want to go? I was like, yes, absolutely. So they all went 3 months before I did.
So the whole family went?
The whole family
went.
Wow. Yeah.
Okay.
I gave notice to my job. I thought that I would be able to work from Costa Rica at first because I worked remotely from my house. But they were like, no, we can't do that out of the country. So I was like, okay, well, I'm quitting then. I'm doing this, you know?
Yeah.
And so I sold everything. My girls and I, we had three suitcases our entire life in three suitcases. And we got on a plane with a one-way ticket to a country we'd never been to.
Did you say how old you were at the time?
I was 31.
And your kids were how old?
My daughters were 6 and 8.
Wow.
What was the hardest thing that you had to get let go of?
My personal stuff, like photos.
What'd you do with it?
Some of them I took photo, like pictures of and sent them to my email. I gave a box to Danielle, my friend Danielle. Mm-hmm. I gave a box to my mom. And then there were a lot that, like all the old high school pictures and stuff. I was like, yearbooks.
And pictures.
I have a...
Yeah, that kind
of
stuff.
Yeah, I have
that
like a whole thing of yearbooks in my closet I never look at.
No,
kinda
but
pointless. I mean, I don't know. No, yeah, I get what you're saying. It's not pointless, but I see where you come from. But at the same time, it's kind of like
you don't really use them very often.
Yeah,
no,
yeah.
No. It could be an
pointless.
For
pointless
sure.
is the wrong word. I apologize. Yeah. But yeah.
Yeah, but it's for your daughters to look at, not for you to look
They're
at.
They're just gonna make fun of me like you guys do.
Yeah,
so.
They're gonna be like, "Dude, you had a mustache."
Actually, yeah.
Not in high school. No.
Bring them into the studio. We'll make use of them.
That's fair. That's fair. Anyway.
Yeah. All right. So you hung out here for 3 months. Your dad's already gone. Your brother's already gone. Mm-hmm. What are you doing those 3 months? Are you just kind of like counting down? Are you
the longest
anxious?
3 months of
like,
your life?
Yeah. What does that feel like for you?
It was amazing. I was so excited. I was just dying to go. Basically, just
did you feel anxious?
I wasn't scared or nervous at all.
And you hadn't been to Costa Rica before this.
Never.
Does anybody in your family speak Spanish? Yeah. Or everybody's?
What about now?
My daughters are both fluent. I'm still trying.
That's awesome.
I know.
Which is funny because that's what Nikki said. She said her daughter is fluent, but she's like, I can't speak it.
I know. I'm trying so hard, but it still hasn't clicked fully. So I'm going to get there, though. I'm determined.
All right. So now 3 months have passed. Where do you fly into?
San Jose, which is the capital.
One-way ticket?
One-way ticket.
Nice.
Yep.
Okay.
And this was
that's gotta feel good getting on the plane,
right? Because it's a one-way ticket. Now it's like, we're doing this.
No turning back.
No turning back.
That's how my family moved to Florida. I mean, obviously not as drastic as moving to another country, but
still a big deal.
I had five brothers and sisters, and my mom and dad, and we sold everything we owned. We each got one suitcase, got on a train. First time we'd been out
from where?
We didn't have a car. We were in Pennsylvania, so. I never drove in a car, let alone we got on a train and came to Florida and we each had one suitcase. Wow. Like, so it was definitely, and I was probably around your daughter's age. I was 9. I turned 10 when we moved to Florida. So I was 9 years old. I remember it was very exciting to me. I thought it was awesome. Like we were going to live where Disney World was. I didn't understand.
That's what you were thinking of as a, cause I'm curious of like at that age
exist everywhere, but
my daughters are 10 and 7. Like if I were to say, pack up and leave. I'm curious of what you think at that age. They're just like, let's do it.
Mason would not.
You don't think so?
Mason would
try to change the subject.
He loves this area. About that. He calls this little town. He's like, I just want to be in little town. Aww. Always.
So it's his paradise
what he says.
Too. It's like you.
This is his paradise.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah. So that's what he always says. He's like, I want to be in little town. Cause we've gone, you know, we traveled to like Washington, New York, a few big cities together, Key West. And every time he's like, I just want to go back home. Like he just loves this area for
which is
reason.
Funny because you say your girls probably now that's their home.
It is. They grew up there.
But is it a little town where you lived?
It was very tiny. Yes.
In Costa Rica?
Very remote, backwoods, dirt
roads.
How
far were you from the airport?
Far, 6 hours.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I lived on the North Pacific coast of Costa Rica, and San Jose is in the center of the country.
Now, is that six, like, capital?
Yeah, that's the capital.
6 hours, is that because it's kind of remote and the roads aren't that great? Or is it like...
It's just distance?
That route is actually pretty legit.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's a solid...
A lot of driving.
Yeah. And my family ended up living in the mountains. They stayed closer to that region. They were about 4 hours away from me. Okay. And I...
So were they close to the coast too?
No, they lived in the mountains.
I feel like if I live in Costa Rica, I got to be on the beach.
Yeah, well, I was like, in the mountains for a month and I was like, I need the ocean. This You're is
like,
not... No.
Especially growing up here, like, I mean... I don't use the beach enough, but I need to know what's that close.
Exactly.
So when you got there, did you stay with them first in the mountain area and then realize that's not where you want to be and you just decided I'm going over here, I'll see you later?
Yes. Wow. You guys will know this person. Shortly before I left, during that 3 months that I was getting ready to go, I reconnected with Jay Granums.
Okay.
He was going to Baja to camp and do this whole thing with his sister that I guess he did like every year. And he was like, you know what? I'm going to drive down to Costa Rica from Mexico and see you. And I was like, okay. Yeah. So I ended up going to the beach and waiting on Jay to get there. And he had this truck with a camper and a snorkel. He had just the perfect setup for us to go explore Costa Rica. So we had a dog at this time. We got a dog instantly when we got there because I kept telling my kids, when we get to Costa Rica, we'll get a dog. So we got a little street dog named Poco.
That's awesome. You just found him on the street?
Yeah.
That's spectacular.
Yeah. Poco?
Like you just get a street dog? Like that's like legit. You're like in the backwoods somewhere. We just picked up a street dog.
That's awesome.
I assume there's no humane society or anything like that.
Not really. And the dogs are everywhere.
You just get your street dog.
It's kind of like Cuba or Jamaica.
The dogs are like people, really. You get to like, I would be walking down the street, hey, and you know all their names and they're like
they hang out
part
in the same
of the
hoods, okay.
Yeah, they're part of the crew.
In Cuba they had like a paper nameplate. Like it was almost like laminated paper with their name on it.
Wow.
The dogs?
Yeah, the dogs. It was weird.
So they could connect them back to their
I have no idea
owner,
why.
Or not owner,
the no idea.
Okay. Interesting.
But they were everywhere. Anyway, sorry.
They didn't I get it.
No.
Yeah. He didn't get him street dog.
More of a tourist, not a traveler.
Yes. Exactly.
That's a good way to put it. Anyway.
So anyways, yeah. So you met up with Jay Granum.
So Jay arrived and he had his dog Choya with him. So we put the dogs and the kids in the truck and we took off on a 3-week camping adventure.
So Choya, he brought Choya from
the
States?
That's his street dog from Mexico.
Okay. You know what? I like it.
I'm liking it. Yeah.
This sounds like a lot of fun. Just a 3-week camping.
It was amazing.
Just that alone sounds like a good time.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
All right, go ahead.
And I'd never been, I mean, I'd been camping at like Disney.
But not,
isn't camping.
Not knowing where you're going, where did, you're going to see when
that's,
you get there.
That's hilarious that's type of camping.
Yeah, at Disney. Let's get a log cabin.
I've been.
You don't even stay in the tent. You do the cabin.
I would.
Yes.
I would.
I went camping with Larry this summer at Disney World.
Yeah, he did.
In a cabin.
Yeah. I was like, I'll pay for this.
We had ribeye steaks. Ribeye steaks on the grill.
Yeah.
And sweet potatoes cooked in the oven.
Yeah.
Inside the cabin.
That's how you do it, right? Isn't that camping?
Not camping. Go ahead and tell us your definition of a 3-week camping trip in Costa.
I'm sorry.
So glamping? No?
Yours sounds much better to me.
I agree.
It was more authentic, maybe.
I agree.
But it was a lot
of fun.
Sounds
better.
We didn't really know where we were. We were just going through river crossings and finding beaches and setting up our tents and hanging out. And then when we ran out of food and water, we would drive until we found a little store and just kind of replenish. And we didn't see any people. It was just us on these beautiful beaches with cows and dogs and horses.
A lot of jungles?
There's not as much jungle on the beach.
Okay.
It's the area Guanacaste where we were is very dry half the year. So the greenery and everything kind of goes away.
So
then it comes back during rainy season.
What's up with the pigs on the beach?
That's the beach of the town that I live in.
There's just random
pigs?
She's like the mascot.
Oh, it's just one
her
pig.
Her name's Lolita. Yes.
Lolita. Is it like a domestic
Lolita?
Pig or
Lolita?
It's their pet. It's a pet
It's a
pig.
Domestic pig.
A domestic pig?
Yeah, it looks like it.
The people who own the restaurant right on the beach, it's called Lola's. And Lola was the original pig.
So does Lola, air quotes, get replaced every once in a while?
Yes. Lola was the original and then Lola
Okay.
So eventually
Lola ends up on your plate at the restaurant.
I don't think that they eat. Custom. No, they don't eat their pigs. Come on. They just die of natural causes.
Yeah.
And then they eat them?
It's a pet.
No.
I don't know.
That's a very Gringo thing to think. Okay. I don't want to think about that.
All right.
Sounds delicious to me. Okay.
All right. So you're out there. You're kind of just traveling everywhere for 3 weeks.
Yes. Camping. And we, at the very end of that 3 weeks, we finally stayed in a hotel. It was the first one. So we took showers and like ate real food, which was amazing. And then we were just going to continue on. The idea was just to try to find a place that we liked, that we wanted to kind of live at and stay at. So we, the very next beach we went to was, we didn't know at the time, but it was one of the big sea turtle nesting beaches in Costa Rica. So like kind of idiots, we set up our whole campsite.
Oh, right. Is that on the right. Pacific side or the?
Yeah, on the Pacific side. It's a little beach called Lagartillo. And we set up our camp and made a dinner and ate and stuff. And then Jay and I were kind of hanging out. The kids had already gone to bed. And all of a sudden we keep seeing these red flashlights and we're like, what is that? What is going on? And it's this whole like turtle tour coming down the beach. Right on. And one of the guys like, this is like a turtle nesting beach. You guys really shouldn't be camping here.
So, all right, we'll see you. Yeah, we'll move in the morning.
Like, sorry. Yeah. So he actually had cabinas and he was like, you can come stay at my place. I'm right down the street. He was super cool. And, but that night after the turtle tour left, we got to see two turtles come up and lay their nests.
That's pretty cool.
Which was awesome.
So in those 3 weeks, did you ever run into any situations that you're like, uh-oh?
Yes.
Let's talk about that.
Oh, let's get one of those.
Night,
yeah.
One night we saw, like, again, we hadn't seen any people the whole time. So Jay and I, you know, the girls would go to, the sun sets by 6 o'clock every night in Costa Rica. It sets between 5 and 6 all year round. Because there's no daylight savings time or anything. So it's pitch black at 6 o'clock. So my kids would go to sleep at 6:30 at the latest. They were just dead tired going to bed. So Jay and I would stay up a little later and hang out and talk and stuff. So we're looking at the ocean and there's this light out way far out in the ocean, but it's coming closer and closer and closer. And I'm like, what is that? And he's like, it's probably just like a fishing boat or something. And I'm like, oh, okay. And so then all of a sudden, from this side of the beach and this side of the beach, we hear these loud motors, like cars coming. And they're loud and they're scary and they're coming from both sides. And I'm like, they're going to do a drug deal. We're going to die. I start freaking out because I'm like, this boat's coming in. They've got the drugs. And these cars are coming down.
I like where our minds go with these situations.
This would have been my wife 100%.
Some Captain Phillips.
Like, she's thinking. All dying right now.
It's like Captain Phillips right now.
I know. I think I would have been like.
Look at me. I'm your captain.
Well, no, you can't like freak out, but I think you're definitely, a lot of people's minds go to the worst possible scenario. I mean, you got to be prepared a little.
Yeah, I was
all right,
really
so what happened?
Anyway, that's,
it ended up just being some drunk people that were going to camp and they ended up driving by and they went down the beach. Yeah, they
so
were,
it turned
they
into a party
that.
Then.
Yeah,
they were
hooting and hollering and drove down the beach.
They're like, my kid's sleeping.
Yeah, shut up, people.
It's 6 o'clock.
Some kind of animals.
And then the only other thing was the tide. There's a 12-foot tide in Costa Rica, which we didn't know because we're not from there.
Sure.
And so we had a camper on top of the truck that we would sleep in, but the girls were in a tent. And there was this one place, and it was like a river that was coming in. But when we set up our tents and stuff, it was low tide and looked completely safe. And late as the night started going on, the water started rising. And so Jay ended up staying up like all night just to make sure that the kids didn't get washed out.
So you were in the right spot, though. You didn't have to move.
It was fine, but it was kind of scary because
that would freak me out a little bit. Yeah.
That's pretty cool of him.
Yeah, he was good to me.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So did he stay there past 3 weeks?
Yeah, he did. He ended up living there for almost as long as I did, actually. Jay moved back, I think, maybe 2 years before I did, but he was down there in the same town as me.
How long were you there for?
A total of. We moved down in 2010 and we came back in 2018. So almost 8 years.
Now I see on here so you had a blog post and part of that blog post, you kind of talk through what it is that you like about Costa Rica. One of the things that I found interesting, which I had no idea, but apparently they have affordable, very good healthcare.
Yes.
How does that work? If you're an expat, right? So that's an expatriate, somebody who moved from America
to another country,
not just America.
Right. I was an immigrant, basically.
Yeah,
an expat is just a nicer word for it, but I was an immigrant, you know?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So like to this day, if I need dental work, I'm going to Costa Rica because the dentists down there are amazing and they're so cheap. Like something that would cost, you know, $5,000 here would cost a couple hundred in Costa Rica.
That's the same for Mexico for dentistry. Anyways, I know it's a lot cheaper there.
It's really nice.
But for some reason, I just feel like because I've talked to people about getting some dentist work done in Mexico, there's a negative connotation, though, if you say I'm going to the dentist or I'm going to a Mexican dentist. Like,
do you think that's more because of just American society, though?
Yeah, probably. But maybe I don't. I feel like they got to be regulated in some way. It's so
yeah, they are. They go to college. They have all the same equipment. They're
I'm cool with it. Whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree. It's I was just cheaper. Curious if that's what you thought.
Yeah, it's cheaper because I've looked into it. It's cheaper for me to fly there, get the dental work done,
hang out for a week.
Yeah, hang out for a week, fly back.
Have a vacation.
And it is to pay for the actual.
They actually do those kinds of like dental vacations. That's a thing. That they sell packages to people here.
They do that in Costa?
Yeah. It's like a big thing.
What? So maybe I should need some dental work. Yeah. Okay.
Makes a note.
So if somebody was to go to Costa Rica, what's the attraction in the mountain area versus the
Is beach? It personality? Is it just
I would say it depends on the town you're in, of course, but the mountains would probably be more authentic Costa Rican, whereas I feel like on the beach it's a little bit more of a mixture of expats and Costa Ricans together. So there's it, but it depends. Like Escazú, which is right outside of San Jose, when I go there I feel like I'm in Beverly Hills, California. It's so fancy.
Interesting.
And it's unlike anything else in Costa Rica. Huh. Yeah,
probably they have where everything. I'd have to stay.
That's where Larry would glamp it up.
Yeah. Hey, okay. A little too I think my lifestyle has come a little too bougie.
Can I get a ribeye there?
Yes.
That's what's important.
You can get anything you want there.
Anything?
Like people drive Range Rovers and cars that you don't see in Costa Rica, they're all there.
I'm not on that level yet.
No matter where you
once this podcast takes
until
off.
You guys start then we downloading can just be, this
yeah.
on a hourly basis.
So 8 years there.
Yes.
My personality goes to sustainability. Like, what did you do to be able to stay there? Like, how did you, for accommodations as far as, like, did you have a job down there?
Well, you're not allowed to work there legally if you're
That's
not
right.
a
yeah,
citizen.
I have heard that. Yep, yes. You heard that before.
So when I moved down there, I had about a year's worth of living expenses. And so, because I didn't know if I was going to like it. You know, I didn't know. And that's really all the money mm-hmm. I had. Honestly, I didn't have any more money than that. So I just went with that. And the first year I tried really hard to just enjoy my time and be with my kids and relax and explore and travel and do as much as possible. And I enrolled my kids into a U.S. accredited school because at first I'm like, what am I going to do with my kids? What about school? Like I was panicking about school, you know. And it was $5,000 just for them to go for this like short stint of this U.S. accredited school. So that took a huge hunk of my money just doing that. And so after that, I started realizing I can't keep this up with what little money I have. I have to figure out how to make money. So I just started kind of hustling online, really. I just started looking at any way to make money. Okay. I taught myself how to build WordPress websites. So I did that. I started designing on like print-on-demand companies like Zazzle, Society6, Redbubble. I started making affiliate websites where I would sell other people's products and I would make a commission. I did little things like sell jewelry. I made hula hoops for a while.
Hula hoops.
I was really into hula hooping.
But that's so important though, because I mean, that says, you know, if you want something bad enough, you'll do whatever it takes mm-hmm. to make it happen. So mm-hmm. if it was that important for you to live there, then you just, cause so many people get in their heads, oh, I can't do this because, or I can't do this because, but
I got to go home now because of
whenever you really want it, you go out and get it.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And I did. And there were days where it was literally like, give us this day our daily bread. There were days like that.
Sure.
Where it was like, I was doing transcription for a while and I would literally sit there until I had enough money to go buy groceries. And I would just do what it took to make that amount of money that I knew I needed to go to the grocery store.
Yeah. Mm. Interesting.
Yeah.
Wow. That's
how's that sound to you, Keen?
So I feel
like you'd have heart palpitations.
So it's funny though, because
just
like,
knowing your personality. No, I agree. Not talking.
But what's funny,
crap
like,
about you.
At just, the same time, it's so. I'm all about it. Like I would jump in. I want to go, but yet I know my personality. Where as soon as I'd take 2 steps forward, 1 step back type thing, or 1 step forward, 2 steps back. It would be like it'd be so hard to do that without a plan. Like that's my personality.
Plan oriented. Yeah.
Right. And some people
as much
like
as
that.
I don't want, and I battle that because I don't want to be that way, but it just automatically happens.
Yeah. I mean, when it's ingrained in you somewhat, I mean, it is hard to, you know, and it's not any good for anybody if they're constantly just like having heart palpitations.
Yeah, if you're having anxiety about the
anxiety,
process.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I mean, no. If it's like okay, this is all we have to do, then yeah, that's fine. Did you ask Nicole's question? Did I miss that?
No.
Okay.
Ask away.
Nicole from Nicole Marie Boudoir wants to know, what do you find benefits your life the most about living or vacationing in Costa Rica?
I think just the lifestyle there is very different. It's very slow and spontaneous. I never had a plan. You would hate it.
Yeah.
Jeremy. But I never had a plan. I would have the most full days. Like my days here are packed. I have work and this and chores and all this. And at the end of the day, yeah, I'm tired and I'm ready for bed, but I'm not fulfilled.
That's a good point. You know, cause like, okay, maybe that's what America is missing. Because like, I honestly feel like we're running into a crossroads, right? Where we're always busy. I have a perfect wife for me, have a perfect life, great kid, great house, great job. But then sometimes I'm like, man, like
you have the American
something
dream.
Is missing. I do have the American dream, 100%.
Until you started this podcast.
Now it's like I'm fully fulfilled.
There it is.
100%. But honestly though, like to your point, it is so packed that you don't get to take a step back and be like, wow, it's a great day. Cause I can tell you right now, a great day that for me that I still remember, my son had colic. It was December timeframe. And he just fell asleep. He was on my body. He was asleep. And I was like, I'm not going to move because if I move, he's going to wake up. And me and my wife, she's like, I'm going to bake some cookies. I was like, that sounds like a great idea. She baked some cookies and I just hung out and we watched a movie.
God bless you.
I could tell you the movie that we watched. It was Baby Mama. Not the greatest movie. However, at that moment, it was a great movie.
So I can attest to this because we've had, Larry and I used to work out a lot more than we do now.
Yeah, I got to be
But we have good shows. But we'd have
it
good
shows.
Not on the podcast, it doesn't. We'd have good conversations, and I've heard this story once, if not twice, before today. So
I've never heard this story.
I know that that's actually his perfect day. So
yeah,
like,
it was.
I'm just trying to give you like
100%.
That's definitely one of your ones that I remember you've told
that
me
I'm
about
like,
that one.
Like it stands out for me for whatever reason. I think it's just because it was so relaxed, and it was like a whole bunch of nothing.
And I'm sure with colic, it was such relief if he was sleeping. And yeah, I could see that.
Yeah, it was just like honestly, it was like a perfect day.
And when you're with the ones that you hold dear and closest, you know, and they're right there. And
it's right there.
And somebody's baking cookies, that always helps.
Oh,
too.
Yeah.
White chocolate macadamia.
Oh, you remember. I love it. You probably remember the smell.
Oh, it's so good. It's good. It was a Vero Lake Estates. Yeah.
All right, I got one more question.
Anyway, yeah, sorry.
I did too, but go ahead.
My dad wants to know from Instagram, actually, why Costa Rica? Why not somewhere else?
Well,
I paraphrase that question.
And I have a question to follow that question.
Well, like I said, it was a conversation that my family was having. Uh-huh. But once I looked into it, I was like, this place sounds awesome. And I'd had friends that were surfers that had gone down there. So I knew that it was tropical and warm and that there was like cool animals and volcanoes and waterfalls and all that fun stuff. But I think the culture, it's very family oriented. Like when you get on a bus in Costa Rica and you're a mom with kids, people get up so you can sit down.
Okay. So like kind of old world almost.
Yeah. The Costa Rican women, like, if you have a baby.
I think I could get on board with that.
Yeah.
If you have a baby, I didn't have babies, but I've seen this happen. If you have a baby and your baby's crying and you're like stressed out and struggling, a Costa Rican woman will reach out and offer to like hold your baby.
What happens if a Costa Rican man reached out and asked for the baby? Because I feel like my personality, I'm like, I'll hold your baby. But yeah, people might not like it the same.
That doesn't happen as much.
Yeah. But they ain't letting no gringo hold their baby. Okay.
Yeah, it doesn't work the other way.
Okay. Right. That's a legitimate question. It wasn't relatable.
Yes.
Okay. Anyway, so, go ahead, continue. I'm sorry. Yeah.
This creep trying to take my baby. That's,
this blue-eyed
creep. That's why I asked.
Are we going to Costa Rica?
Don't do that, King.
You want me to hold your baby?
I won't do it.
All right. So yeah. So did you answer the whole question?
Yeah. I mean, basically, because your family had looked into, your dad had the,
My dad had the book. So
it had something, and you thought it was just a cool spot based on what you knew of it.
Yeah.
Was there any other places that you thought of being a travel agent? And working in that industry.
Oh, I have a whole list of things in place.
Where you would live, not just travel, but live.
I don't know about live. I mean, I would actually. At this point, knowing what I know now and having such a great experience, there's a lot of places that I would love to live in Mexico. Mostly like Central and South America.
I was going to say.
Latin. It's a Latin culture for me. That would be the place.
I feel, and this kind of connects to yours, and I hope I don't take your question, but we've had conversations with other people, and Costa Rica is like that one place where Americans would go to retire. And I've heard people bring up other countries now. And does that mean, is there a shift going on? Like, I've heard Panama come up. Mm-hmm. I've heard, is it still Costa Rica, still its place, but now there're just other opportunities at other places? Is there a shift?
Yeah, there's different reasons. I've been to Nicaragua and I've been to Panama because those are the bordering countries. So I've spent time in both places. For me, it's very expensive to get your residency in Costa Rica if you are not retirement age.
Okay.
So when you're a pensionado and you have Social Security coming in, you're good, you're golden. But for me, I would have had to have had $60,000 in the bank to even talk about getting residency. And I didn't have $60,000 in the bank.
Okay.
So residency wasn't an option. And I believe like in Panama, it's $10,000 to get residency, which is doable. You know?
It's a beginning, like a financial foundation to even go there to do that would be why there's maybe people making different choices
as well. Different
reasons. Now, when we were talking to Nikki, she said you border jumped for 8 years and she found that kind of incredible that you were able to do that or had to do that for 8 years and sustained it.
It was really fun at first. It was like a vacation, you know, a mandatory vacation. Every 3 months we had to go to somewhere new and it was fun, but yeah, it got exhausting at the end there.
And for the folks that may have missed that episode, what does that mean?
You get a 90-day visa as an American citizen. So every 90 days you have to leave the country. You can go to Panama, you can go to Nicaragua, which are the two bordering countries, or you can get on an airplane and fly somewhere else, fly back to the States. Obviously, that's way more expensive because it involves flight.
I remember you did that once. You came back over here.
I had to come back, to get my girls' passports.
I think I ran into you and I was like, what are you doing here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do remember that. Yeah.
Yes. It's just hit me.
How far was the trip to get across the border?
It was about 3.5 hours from where I lived.
Okay.
Yeah. By vehicle or bus? Because she said a lot of people take a bus.
Yeah. Right? There's different ways you can drive or now they have like group buses where everybody pays $40 or whatever.
That's what she was saying.
Yeah. And you all get on, which
would you do something like that?
Not at the beginning. At the beginning I was doing it with people in cars. Okay. I did take like the old school, like the regular bus a few times, which was much longer than 3.5 hours.
There's multiple stops probably.
That was not a fun trip. And then when my money was tight, or I had hardly any, during those days, I wouldn't be able to take a vacation in Nicaragua. I would just go for the day and pay my fees, and then I'd have to get back on a bus. And
how much were the fees to go to Nicaragua?
It's not very much. I don't even know, honestly, right now what it is. They just started doing a couple new things that they didn't used to do, but maybe $20 a person, I would say, for the whole crossing.
And you have to pay that for the kids, too?
Yes. Yep. And you just kind of go through the Costa Rican side and they stamp you out. And then you have to walk over to Nicaragua and get examined and checked. And there's police and, you know, all that stuff. And then you go through the same whole rigmarole in the Nicaraguan side. And when I first started, they would make you stay there. You had to stay, I think, for 3 hours in Nicaragua before they would let you leave.
Because
I
think they wanted to go through a line, turn around and come back out. They wanted you to spend some money.
They wanted you to spend money. Yep. So we would go to a little restaurant and have lunch and hang out for 3 hours. And turn around and go back.
So now, who would make you stay? Would Nicaragua make you stay?
Just Nicaragua, not Costa Rica. They didn't have any rules. They just needed you to leave the country and show that you left and then showed that you came back.
So they wouldn't let you go back to Costa until you stayed there for 3 hours.
The Nicaraguans wouldn't,
And then the government in Nicaragua said, well, we'll just charge them a tax.
Yes, you know?
Who's got exactly. better tacos?
They don't really do tacos.
What do they do there?
That's a shame. I don't know.
That's why I
mix
Mexican food. You would think it would be very similar, but it's not. They have, basically it's called a casado, which means married man. Yes.
Yep.
Something to that effect. Okay. And so it's basically just a home cooked dinner that a married man would eat. So you have a selection of meat and then you get rice and beans, plantains, a little coleslaw kind of salad. And then it, sometimes it's different just depending on the restaurant. But that's literally like the meal in Costa Rica.
Okay. Do they serve rice and french fries together?
Sometimes they do, but
I have
not
a friend
always.
Whose husband's from Peru, and they like that's like a
Peruvian
actual,
food is amazing.
Yeah.
And okay. Peru's on my list. I would go to Peru and live.
So she said like it's basically rice and french fries. I'm like, really? That's a oh my
it's
goodness.
Double carbs.
Carbs
yeah,
on
why
carbs.
You eat both of those?
Starch and carbs, yeah.
Yeah.
So
anyway.
For the people that want to travel to Costa Rica or retire there, can you really stretch your dollar there or not really?
It's not inexpensive. No, it's not. Housing is inexpensive compared to here. That's the one place that I would say that you save money, but everything else is pretty much right on point with the U.S. groceries.
Okay. So you have to make good money to live there, really.
Yeah, it's not.
Now, you say housing, like rental. What about buying? If you buy down there, is it a lot cheaper?
I honestly don't know exactly because I was never in the market to purchase.
Okay.
I think you can find, it depends on you. I think there's everything you could want there. If you want something tiny and cheap, you can find that. And if you want fancy, that's there too.
I don't need anything like this.
Yeah.
This
you wouldn't want this in Costa Rica. No. It would be a lot of work.
So you're back in I mean, to change the subject. You're back in the States for the girls.
Yes.
Right. So I think you talked to it briefly.
We came back. My daughters, they were 6 and 8 when we moved and now they're 15 and 17.
Okay.
So we moved back so that they could have this experience because I just feel like it's a valid experience.
Absolutely.
They were born here and I want them to have a job and get a driver's license and just they have options. This is their life. You know, that is the life I chose for us because I thought it was a good choice, but they're going to grow up and have their own life choices to make. So I wanted to give them both sides.
So when are you going back? If not, all of you going back.
Well,
what's the plan
I hope
there?
That
are you
go back.
Enjoying your time in the States or are you ready to go back?
It depends on the day.
Fair enough.
I do miss Costa Rica. I miss
it. Did any of your family come back with you? Like your brother or your dad?
Well, I left this part out, but my mom and my stepdad actually moved there too at one point. All of us, like literally my entire family, they were all there. My dad has been there the whole time. He just came back. He was there 10 years and he just came back for his first visit. Like last October.
Now, does he have residency?
He's a pensionado.
Is he still here then? He came back. He's still been back whole time?
No, he's in Costa Rica.
He's like, I'm back.
Yeah, he hadn't even
came
back to visit though until last October. Like,
how long did he stay back here in the States?
2 weeks.
And he's like, I'm out of here.
Yeah. When you're a pensionado, can you work down there too or no?
Yes. Not at the beginning, but there's like a 2-year process.
Okay.
That you have
can
to
you
go
open
through.
A business there?
You can. Mm-hmm. Yep, and that's the way if you were going to be...
Is there an age or just a certain amount of income that you need?
I don't think there's an age. I think it's just income. I think when it comes to the business, I believe with houses and businesses, I think the investment is $200,000.
Okay, so you guys out there hear that. As soon as this podcast can make me enough money to move to Costa Rica...
We're doing this.
Me and Larry will be there. Keen will be back here.
No, I feel like I'm coming.
By phone.
No.
Okay. All right. Cool.
So, like you said, life doesn't start until you get to the end of your comfort zone. Let's do this.
Let's do it. All right. Yeah, let's jump.
Yeah.
Let's make this shit happen.
Head first, not even feet first.
So I do have one question from somebody from Facebook. Yes. It was Danielle Randall. One question that she asked was if there was a spot where she could visit for a family vacation where you get hot springs and the rainforest, is there a spot that you would recommend?
La Fortuna, that's where the Arenal volcano is. So that's very close. My family, when they lived in the mountains, they lived in the town of Nuevo Arenal. So there's a big lake, and then there's Nuevo Arenal, and then you go through the mountain pass, and you get to La Fortuna. But they have everything there. They have the lake, waterfall, the rainforest, the hanging bridges.
Next summer, Larry.
Everything.
La Fortuna.
I'm thinking about it.
The one coming up?
Yeah.
We got 2 weeks going to Hawaii. We got to figure that out. Can we meet you there for our third week?
Yeah. Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
All right. Let's plan that out. I'm in.
Let's do it.
I'm going
Instead
to.
Of Alaska.
Are you?
Yeah.
Let's go.
Yeah, I'm in.
Yeah, we have a tour guide.
We have actually a local.
And Larry to speak the Spanish.
Yeah.
Yes, perfect.
So, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
We're
going to make this happen.
We're golden.
Let's do it.
I'm just thinking, hey,
I like where this just went.
Open a taco stand. Because so, I don't care where you are in the world, you need tacos.
Yeah, I feel like they're missing a taco. I mean, from what I saw from Nikki, they have a Taco Bell with selling tequila.
Stop.
Like, that's amazing.
Taco Bell and Costa sounds terrible.
I don't.
Yeah. Hold,
I
please. Don't. They sell tequila.
That's okay, fine. I get
that. You drink tequila, you and then eventually you're like, tequila. I need this Taco Bell.
Yes.
Sorry, Tiffany. So, we're off topic.
Yeah. Are we, though?
No. So, just to plan this out,
for
we're
going to
go, the week of June 29th. Through, well, maybe we'll be back in time for July 4th. We might not be.
I spent my July 4th this year.
I'll be back here the 30th, or I can meet you there.
No.
You don't have fireworks?
Can we bring fireworks?
Okay. All right. Good.
So
I'm sure that'll go over well at the airport.
We'll figure it out.
I don't think.
Okay.
They sell them in Costa Rica.
Legit.
Okay. That's all that matters.
My wife, Malia, when you're listening to this one, we're going to Costa Rica for our third week of vacation.
Okay.
Sounds good.
Sold, kids. Awesome.
I've always wanted to go there. I'm not going to lie.
Well, yeah, so do I. And sounds like we're going to make it happen.
But
do I got the last question?
I think you do.
Yeah. All right, Tiffany, listen, I really appreciate you coming on. I think this is a fantastic, it was a great conversation.
Yeah. One last question. Based on your experiences, what is one of the most important pieces of advice you could give to our listeners?
Quit your job and move to Costa Rica.
Pura vida.
Pura vida.
By the way, her dad came in town. He's like, this is pura crap.
I'm 2 weeks. I'm out of here. I don't need to see anybody. Right. We appreciate you listening. If you guys got any questions, comments, concerns, you can find us or get us at fullgrilllife@gmail.com.
And if you want to see what's going on in social media, you can find us on Twitter and Facebook at fullgrilllife. Actually, I apologize. On Instagram and Facebook at Full Gorilla Life, and on Twitter at Gorilla Full, like beautiful, but with a gorilla.
Yep. And please do not forget to go to our website at fullgorilla.life. And also, please do not forget to hit your subscribe on your podcast app of choice. And last but not least, Tiffany, where can they find you?
Oh, yeah.
Or do you want to be found?
I don't want to be found.
Don't want to be found.
Leave her alone. Yeah. Leave her alone, Matt Feely.
Later.